It's nearly summer vacation, and a class of sixth graders are listening to a story from their social studies teacher.
One part of my life here at Dillingham Middle School High School was to take eighth graders on an eighth grade trip.
My name is Jacqueline M. Wilson. My real name is Glenn Luke, and I'm a longtime teacher.
39 years, to be precise. Wilson began substitute teaching for the Dillingham City School District in 1980.
When people say I can't do things, I do the opposite. And I've been told, you know, I probably wouldn't be a good educator. And so I took that drive and decided to start out into the field.
Wilson is from Savoonga, a village on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea, and she grew up speaking Yupik. When she was around 7, her family moved to Nome.
And that is when I was exposed to the Western ways, and it was quite challenging, not knowing how to speak English. And so I had to learn English really quick and get to know some of the culture of the Western world. And that took a while, but I managed to survive and made it.
She says that in the face of discrimination, she was able to realize her professional purpose.
I went through a period of segregation in Alaska's history where the Native Alaskans were not really appreciated and were misunderstood. And so I took that upon myself that Native Alaskans and Native Americans can do just as much any job that they seek to become.
Wilson began her higher education at Alaska Pacific University. When she met her future spouse, a commercial fisherman, she followed him to his home in Dillingham. Ultimately, Wilson received her degree through a rural teaching program from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and completed her student teaching in Homer. Wilson says when she arrived in Dillingham, she didn't know how to pick fish. She also didn't know anyone, so she decided to visit elders in the community.
And I learned a lot from their stories of the changes that they have seen and how they were told to speak English around their husbands, but when the husbands were not there, they would speak their language, the Yupik language, to their children.
Wilson's experience learning about the region was so profound, she started teaching a class called Elders of Nushagak, so she could share the insight of the people she had met. Now that her final school year is over, Wilson says she is looking forward to exploring life and supporting kids in the world outside the classroom. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.